seen by the bower. It didn't come like on truck like it did now. Well, the carpenter would take and mark them the thing off and make a handle as he sawed it, you know, in half, like two tubs, wooden tubs.
Yeah.
Well, my mother used to had some of these old syrup bowls, and it used to have a gutter around the eaves of the house, and she caught rainwater. And she put crocus sacks over this there to strain it, and that's the way she washed. She'd get water to wash with, off rainwater. And then they put these little pitcher pumps, you know, these little pitcher pumps over the town, and we commenced having typhoid fever. You see, the one but 15 or 18 feet deep. Well, they had these little outer houses, what we call bathrooms nowadays, all over town,
you
see.
What
they
did you call them?
Well, what did they call them? A privy, I think it called them, privy, yeah.
Okay.
And they was outside, see.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that caused typhoid fever. They didn't know it at that time, but that they'd get in the water, that surface water, see. And sometimes people would die of typhoid fever. So they bought an artesian well right out in the middle of the street, right by where the telephone office is now. They had the schoolhouse there then, that's where I went to school. And the typhoid fever quit. That well was about 800 feet deep, and they run it down the streets, you know. And few of them run it in the houses, but when our house went down, we had to get the water from out in the streets, and it was a cold day, Christmas day, and all of it was froze. Couldn't get no water. The house went, and that was Fat Lighted, that house was.
And it Fat Lighted?
The Fat Lighted, you know? Lighted, you know, this.
Right.
Fat. And boy, when they got a fire, it went up the doctor's office, too.
My goodness.
And then, they rent my daddy, it just went up practically all he had, all of his nice work, you know.
He didn't have the insurance?
No, the insurance wasn't thought of in them days. Didn't have insurance. Poor people then, the Civil War, I didn't tell you about my daddy, you know. Before the Civil War, he sold candy. And every time he sold $20 worth of candy, got $20, he went to a fellow by the name of Mr. Bill, he told me, and got a $20 gold piece for it. Well, when the war broke out, he had $500 in gold, which was a lot of money in them days.
What happened to him?
Well, this year, and there, it was built, all that, there was built up solid. Now, down in Sterling's store, they've got it, and there is in 1850. And it showed you all the whole thing showed up the streets, and it built up in solid blocks. It was beautiful, and the walls, and the ships alongside the walls, that's down there. Well, he took that gold when the war broke out, and his mother was living, then his daddy was dead, and his mother, and they carried him up St. Mary's River to a place called Woodstock, and he buried it up there.
The gold?
The gold. He buried it. And it stayed there 5 years. He come back and went in the army and served in the army in Florida. He was at the Battle of Oluston, the Battle of Ocean Pond. What it was, they had a railroad coming up through the center of Florida, see? And it was supplying Lee, Fort Richmond and Johnson, you know, up here in Tennessee. And they were trying to cut that railroad, and they'd come out from Jacksonville to try to cut it. My daddy told me the first time they come out, they met them at Ocean Pond.
Ocean
Pond. And they